Hi, folks. We're glad to be here today. We're with Dina Brooks and Brian Campbell. And if any of y'all have listened to any of the past episodes, you may remember Dina been here before and speaking about the Reach group that was going to be here this summer doing some community service. And if you haven't, we'll go ahead and let Dina give a little bit of explanation exactly what Reach is and what they're going to do here in our community. And then we'll get a little bit more in depth. And they're actually getting ready to come in and start doing those projects. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay, thank you, James, for having us here today. Reach is an organization based out of Colorado. They have been doing this about 20 years, but they go across the United States and set up work camps that youth can come as a group and attend. Kids come from all over to the site, stay at the local high school. Then they're divided up into work crews to work on homes in the community, doing basic home repairs, those just simple repairs, and building porches, ramps, roofing jobs. So I shouldn't say simple repairs. A lot of it's hard work. But we are hosting a work camp next week. We've been planning for this for about a year and a half to 2 years, and we expect about 225 people to move into the high school on Sunday. And these people are coming from about 8 or 9 states: Minnesota, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, from all over. And they'll be staying at the school and doing this kind of work next week.
Okay, I guess kind of just to follow back up, these projects are for people for whatever reason can't necessarily do them themselves for what various reasons. And
yes, a lot of the projects are, there's a financial component in it, but not always. Sometimes it's just someone that circumstances have kind of got them down. They can't do the project that needs to be done. They need a little hand. And so Reach works very much on case-by-case basis to determine which projects they select. We've looked at about 35, 36 homes in the community over the last about 9 to 10 months. We're going to be working on 17 projects in the community next week.
I guess one thing before we get too much into the projects, I kind of done a little bit of research on just trying to see what the organization was. And I think one thing that I've not heard mentioned anytime we've talked about it was this is as vital to the people that participate as it is the people receiving the service. It's actually a very good process for the youth or whoever is in the process as well.
One of the things that my husband and I really like about Reach is they want to get the jobs done, but I really think if you ask them what their main purpose was, it's in helping these young people develop their relationship with Christ and developing relationships with each other and their neighbor that they're serving. So even though the projects are very important to do, they're very relationship driven. It's not about just checking things off on your list. They want them to spend time with the people, learn from the people they're serving, and actually witness to the people they're serving, just, you know, share God's love.
Yeah, the citizenship component, I think, is very important. That's something you see left out of a lot of programs. So it was very exciting to see that element was very much included in what they do. I guess with that, we want to talk specifically about some of the things we're going to do here in the community and maybe how exactly this will work and how it's set up.
At this point in time, we, as Dina said, we have 17 sites set up, three of which are going to be a complete tear off of a roof, and we're going to re-roof it. We have 4 handicap ramps that range in length from 16 to 24 feet. We have, I believe, out of the 17 sites, I believe 12 of them are going to have porches built that range in size from a 6 by 6 to an 8 by 12. So we have quite a few projects that the kids themselves are going to do. And as Dina said, some of these projects are pretty complicated, but Reach was founded specifically for relationships, not just to come out and fix people's homes. The project itself is the means by way we're able to build the relationships between the kids in Christ, the neighbor in Christ, and the kids in the neighbor. So,
I guess we kind of talked a little bit about it, but some of these people, I mean, these are actually important projects in that some of them don't currently aren't able to get in or out of their house with ramps being, correct. I guess, either deficient or non-existing. So you're going to add a very something very important to those citizens in those cases as
correct.
Well.
Correct. There's the I believe in three of the four ramps, the neighbor can't get in or out of their house at this particular point in time without physically all but picking them up in the wheelchair and carrying them out of their house. So this is something that's very important to them to gain their independence back, and it's something that's important to them.
That's great. And, of course, I can imagine if you're talking about 225 people coming in here, that's an undertaking in itself, and I'm sure there's had to be a lot of people partner to make sure that all those needs and what's going to be needed by that group of people are met. You might speak to a little bit of how that's set up. I mean, it's a pretty good system that has to be put in place to make all this happen.
There are seven college-age students that are hired by Reach each summer for each crew, and right now there's two crews. There's another crew up in Brownsville, Pennsylvania at this time doing this exact same thing. They'll pull in here usually Saturday prior, about a week before the camp is supposed to start, and then it is their task to get the high school completely ready. They're going around setting up the worship area in the gymnasium. They have going around and checking all the sites that they're supposed to be. I know next week in Brownsville, Pennsylvania, the camp is over 500 people. So they have 44 sites they have to take care of last week and this week to get in preparation for next week. So some of the camps are pretty large, and the kids come in here, and the whole week is set up by college-age kids. It's their responsibility that by Saturday of this week, everything is ready for 225 people to walk in here on Sunday and have the experience of their life.
I would imagine kind of in the process, I guess they'll be divided up, potentially all 17 of the sites be work on going at the same time.
Correct. All 17 sites will be worked on from Monday through Friday, 8 to 8:30 until about 3 or 3:30 in the evening. Wednesday, they only work a half a day because we give them that opportunity Wednesday afternoon to spend time with their youth group, to actually have a recreational time with their youth group. That's why they're here with their youth group. So we give them that opportunity. But they're there for 4.5 days and 17 sites, and there's 25 crews. So there's actually 8 sites that there'll be 14 or 15 people on that site. Like the roof jobs and some of the big ramp jobs and that, there'll be 14 to 15 people there. A single crew is only 8 people. So sites range in number from 8 people to 15, depending upon the complexity of the site.
Dana, we kind of touched on it. Like you said, I guess you've been tasked with this or been a part of this for the last year and a half or so. And we kind of, I mean, naturally, with this many people, it took a lot to get involved. So how actually were you able to put this together, and what all is it taken, or who all supports it took to get this together?
It's very much been a community project. Our church, the Presbyterian Church, has taken a lead role in it, but I will say that every church we've asked if they could help with this or that part of it have been more than willing to help out. About a year and a half ago, we started the process of Reach came and looked at the community and worked with the school, met with the school administrators. The school system has been amazing, amazingly supportive with us, and they've worked to get this facility ready for us, you know, for these kids to live there because that's their home for the week. Then probably about a year ago, we started taking applications for home repairs. And James, what we did is we went to the Ministerial Association, Foothills, the Senior Citizen Center. We did some through some of the medical offices in the community. We actually had some contacts with physical therapists that might be familiar with some disability situations, patients who had disabilities and might need a little help. But we did not advertise because we couldn't be inundated with the applications. But in doing that, we received, like I said, probably about 36 37 applications. And then a gentleman from Colorado, who is one of the REACH employees, he came in two different times, and we went around and visited the work sites and met with the people. And from that, they decide whose homes we can work on based on the skills that we're going to have coming into the camp, the numbers that we're going to have coming into the camp, and knowing that we want everything to be done correctly. You know, you don't want to take on a job that we can't do and make it safe and make sure that it's done well. So there's a lot of factors that go into that as they're choosing the home sites.
I guess going back a step further, I guess to actually be one of these REACH counties or areas, that's something somebody in our county had to apply for or request that they take a look at, or how does that process work?
Well, and I shared this when I was on here before. The first REACH camp we went to, we were coming home, and the youth were in the church van, no air conditioning. It was like 100 degrees outside, and they were saying, "We want to do this in Powell County. Can't we get them to Powell County? We've got to see if we can get them here." And I'll tell you, it was Rachel Boone, Rebecca Boone, Andrea Foster, and Katie Hurst. Those were four of the main ones talking it up to me. And that was in 2012. And to be honest, when we went in 2015, we did start talking to the REACH staff at the event, and they said, "Sure, they kind of explained what they would be looking for," and that they came out that November of 2015, and Paul Richardson, he came, he met with the school staff, visited the high school. I took him around the community, and then they notified us they were coming here. I'll tell you, we had a lot of prayer going on because we were hoping that and praying that they would pick us. And we're actually really hoping and praying that we do such a good job with this and that the kids enjoy it and the neighbors are blessed and the REACH staff enjoy being here, that they'll choose us to come back again. We hope that this becomes an ongoing partnership.
Kind of something I picked up on there. You all talk that evidently you've been a part of these events in other places. So is it kind of you see a lot of familiar faces and things, a lot of the same groups attend these annually, I guess?
Absolutely. Brian and I have talked earlier today, and we believe we've been at all the three events I've been to. We believe he was at the same ones. And I know that our youth that are attending this one, they're so excited because they have friendships with kids from other places. Their youth are coming here, and I think some of them even pestered their youth leaders to death till they decided to drive a little further from Tennessee to come on to Stanton, Kentucky, because so-and-so is my friend. So, and actually, one of our youth, he had a girl from New Jersey come and go to the prom with him last year in 2016, and it was one of his REACH crewmates.
We kind of talked a little bit before we went on air, and that was another thing that we kind of failed to mention. Beyond the personal growth and helping these people, these young people get a chance to network. So like you said, whether it lead to a marriage or employment, just whatever capacities in their future life, it could definitely develop some strong ties that could benefit them.
With social media, these kids, they stay in touch. You know, that's very different from when I was growing up and you had to make a long distance call. These kids can stay in touch on a daily basis once they meet at an event like this. And yes, there's social aspects of it that I think are enduring for them. But what I've seen with my youth, I think it's encouraging for them to see that there's other young people that are chasing after Christ too, that love him and want to serve him and want to do the things that they're trying to do, because sometimes we don't see that always around us. And I think it's very encouraging for those young people. I also think that it's encouraging, Troy and I've talked about this, it's encouraging to us when we are in a gymnasium with 200 and we've been to some with 450 young people, and they're worshiping God, and they're excited about what they're doing, and they're sacrificing. These kids paid $400 to come here and work on these roofs next week and sleep in a school and have, even though our showers are clean and good, there's still showers in a locker room. They paid money to come do that. And I think that that says something about them. You know.
We'd like to thank you all for coming, and we look very forward to what this week holds, and we'll try to, we'd encourage everybody to remember y'all in thoughts and prayers with the weather and with all these people traveling to and fro, keep them safe, and hopefully this coming week we can give a little follow-up on what actually happened and some of the experiences these folks that participated had.